T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, so what else we got to talk about? Oh, money. Yeah. Anybody going to retire? Could you retire today? I'm looking at a poll, and I'm going to ask Carl Carlson to answer the question, because Carl joins us every single Monday afternoon. He's just the absolute best of that. Always appreciate him being here. And let's see. Carl, number one, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Brian Kilmeade is okay, but I come for Jeff Katz.
Ah, you are the best, Carl. I love that about you. Now, I'm looking at some of the people who were, they were just taking questions about Social Security. And one of the questions was this. They were asked to answer yes or no. The money that comes out of my paycheck for Social Security goes into a specific account for me and remains there, earning interest until I begin to receive Social Security benefits. 65% of the people who answered that question said, yes, that's how it operates. And you're about to burst all of our bubbles, because that is nowhere near the truth, right?
That's the Social Security trust account that has no money in it.
Yeah, okay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Theoretically, and I think originally it was supposed to work that way. But money has been taken out of there. Now, there are a lot of IOUs to get it back in there.
Okay. So, now, those IOUs, they're people, the president just literally writes a note and says, there you go. We owe you this.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Do they take IOUs at Wegmans or Publix?
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Cabela's? No.
No. All right. Well, I don't know what to do. I always send people, as you know, to connectwithcarlson.com, connectwithcarlson.com, to get more information in the retirement toolkit there. But can you give us a little more on Social Security? Because we hear it all the time, and I think a lot of us, well, I mean, obviously, a lot of us are very confused about it. What is the truth on that?
So we have the special thing for Jeff Katz and his listeners with connectwithcarlson.com. And in there is a booklet about Social Security.
Yeah.
So it can help answer some of these questions. And there's, I would say, of the people that I see and that our advisors see in all of our offices, that it's rare that people know all the rules of Social Security. There's a lot of rules there.
Yeah.
One of the common ones that is mistaken is the spousal benefit. So if a spouse didn't work and then they want to take Social Security, well, when their spouse that did work,
mm-hmm,
takes Social Security, the other spouse gets half of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
Now, the case is they're not taking half of it away.
Right.
It's additive. So if one spouse starts their Social Security and it's $40,000, the other spouse gets $20,000.
Okay.
And they kind of put that into place back in the day when the wife didn't work and she maybe raised the kids, and so she needed Social Security, too, and that was part of that system.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the interesting thing is, even when the two spouses get divorced, the spouse that was going to take half of the Social Security can still do it, even though they're divorced. But there's all these rules. They had to be married for longer than 10 years. But anyway, sometimes I get this where the spouse that I'm talking to, and I say, hey, you know, you're the husband that you divorced a while back, you can get half of their Social Security. And they're like, yes, I want to take as much away from him as I possibly can.
Oh,
and I'm like, no, you're not taking half of his. So that's where.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
People get confused.
Yeah.
So, and also it's not, if one spouse that's going to do the half like that, if they take it younger than when the other spouse took it, it's not half. It's reduced. So there is a ton of things to do just when it comes to Social Security alone. And all the rules say, well, when you just do the math, it's like, well, I have to live 12 or 14 more years to outlive it. So if I'm not going to, I don't want to go till 70 because that means I have to live to 82 to start to be okay. Well, that's the exact math on one Social Security for one person. But if you have a spouse, then you have to take that into the equation. Well, if you both start young, well, when one of you passes away, one of those Social Securities goes away. Right. And if you're both drawing the same amount of Social Security, a smaller amount, then the surviving spouse is not left with near as much as if they would have started one spouse real young and let the other one go till they were 70. There's a lot of strategies, Jeff.
I say it again, it's above my pay grade. This is why I look to you and the other folks at Carlson Financial to get me where I need to be, to get Heidi where she needs to be, and ultimately to take care of Julia. I mean it was not an easy lift when we went into Carlson Financial, and we said to you, you know, this is our situation. I got to think, Carl, that there are other financial advisors who would have said, hey, thanks so much, go somewhere else. Because, I mean, it's a lot that we're asking of you, but you got it together. So that's why we're clients.
Yeah, thank you. And we are happy to do that for you.
Yeah, we're happy to have it done, believe me. Now, this Social Security stuff, this also confuses me. You're talking about one spouse taking it at this age, one spouse taking it at that age. So again, there's some very real strategy to figure out when you should, you know, just pull the pin and go with it. Is anybody, realistically now, honestly, is anybody going to be able to live in the future simply on their Social Security, do you think?
Ooh, they're not going to be living very well. Yeah. You know, right now, about 30% of retirees live on Social Security only.
Okay.
And that's tough. And in the future, it's going to get even harder. So you really have to figure out ways to not just rely on Social Security. And the younger you are to start working on that, the better. But yeah. Usually for our clients, that's maybe around age 45 or 50. Let's start figuring this stuff out.
Okay.
So that we can roll it out, you know, when you turn 62, 65, 67. Yep.
Yeah. I love it. Well, listen, Carl, I always send people to connectwithcarlson.com. It's a little retirement toolkit. They can plug some stuff in there, see where they are. And invariably, people are then reaching out and saying, okay, I need to talk with somebody. How do they get in touch with you or the team at Carlson Financial?
They can give us a call at 844-CARLSON or reach out to us through our website at carlsonfinancial.com.
I love it. Carl, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Carl Carlson from Carlson Financial. And in case you didn't figure it out, Carl and his team at Carlson Financial are they're my financial advisors. They're taking care of us. They're getting us to where we want to be when we want to be there. And I can't recommend them highly enough. Again, Carl Carlson joins us every Monday afternoon, 4:33-ish, to chat about all of this. It is 4:43. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.